The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Power of Presence, the radio show that investigates the common themes amongst all personal change modalities. Get ready for an in-depth discussion on the future of human evolution and how to create your own authentic, genuine life from the inside out. Now, here is your host, John Hanke.
Hello, everyone. It's great to have you here today. You are listening to The Power of Presence. I am your host, John Hanke. You can check out my website at johnhanke.com, on Facebook at Life Coaching with John Hanke, or look me up on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/John Hanke. So this is show number 6. This week we are talking about the neurology of self-programming. And I'll explain that concept now. So self-programming seems a little bit suspect, but what if we look at programming in terms of our ability to act in an intentional way? What if we look at self-programming as technology and utilizing the power of technology? That's what this show is about. It's about learning how to upgrade our behaviors and how we experience ourselves and our lives more quickly, more easily. How can we transform more powerfully? So let's start with the beginning, which is in show number 1, I brought in the secret of mindfulness. And the secret of mindfulness is to anchor your awareness in the gravitational pull of relaxation in your body. Just notice how as you close your eyes, and just do it right now, just close your eyes and allow your body to relax. Internal dialogue and internal tension are the same thing. In other words, whenever you're talking to yourself in your head, you are simultaneously exacerbating tension in your body. You are tensing yourself up without needing to. This is a very big point. So the antidote to a chatty mind becomes a deeper level of relaxation. And we also have from show number 2 called Flow, Maslow, and the Human Operating System. We have a deep and profound understanding, a very clear idea of how we're going to experience ourselves and our lives as we let go more and more, as we relax progressively deeper and deeper. Because we're going to experience ourselves in a way that's consistent with these peak experiences that we've had in our lives. When we were laying on the beach without a care in the world, out in nature, in the presence of loved ones, we have all had and continue to have moments in our life that define who and how we are and how we desire to experience ourselves. And our ability to let go and relax on a physical, energetic, and mental level dictates how deeply in it, in this zone, we are able to be and to reside to rest and to live. So this secret of meditation that I mentioned, it's a really good state builder. It's a general state builder. I'm a little bit panicked right now. I'm a little bit anxious. I know that that's me tensing myself up. And if I close my eyes, go inside, and relax progressively deeper and deeper, eventually I will be in a zone that's conducive to calm, clear focus. However, what if we would like to create change in a specific area of life? What if we would like to uproot stress and anxiety that we are experiencing in a very specific life context? We can do that too. Everyone, close your eyes. Imagine that you're biting into a tart, juicy lemon. Make it real. Imagine that you're biting into a lemon. Taste it. Open your eyes. We did this on show one. Did you notice how you're starting to salivate? That's your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is just your body and how your body responds to where you put your attention. So if someone asks me, oh, how's it going with Tim, your friend Tim? And Tim and I have an issue, I might scratch my neck. And I say, oh, yeah, it's going fine with Tim, but I'm scratching my neck. Which means that when someone just mentioned Tim, I created a little tension in my neck, and I started scratching it, which is the very same tension that I exert on myself when I'm in Tim's presence. And then I have the belief system of, oh, Tim is a pain in the neck. Right? Or that makes my toes curl, knees buckle, right? All of these are phrases and colloquialisms that really indicate the fact that our society understands at some level that we have a subconscious, that we have belief systems and feelings and undercurrents inside of ourselves that are really driving our lives, where we put our attention. And so this show is about how to take control of your subconscious and how to integrate it until it becomes conscious. Right? If you hold out your pinky finger and you lift your pinky finger up and down, you can do that consciously. If you find an area of your body that's tense and you focus your attention on it or rest a hand on it and invite it to relax, that's not a fully conscious area of your life yet if it's tense. Because if something's tense, then we can't control it. Because blood flow is not moving through the area in sufficient enough quantities to allow for conscious sensory motor control. When you use energetic healing techniques, meditation, yoga, massage, qigong, acupuncture, acupressure, affirmations, prayer, if that's your thing, you improve your body's ability to relax, and then tense areas become loose and supple. And you would no more choose to tense up your body than you would to you can relax your body as easily as you can lift a finger. Now, there is a technique or two at the heart of creating context-specific change. Both of them are language-based. So one is emotional freedom technique called EFT or tapping. The other is a body of work called conscious language. Show number 3, Robert Tennyson Stephens founded conscious language. Now, the reason why both use the spoken word is for a very, very specific and obvious reason. Let's talk about emotional freedom techniques. So it involves tapping on acupressure points, tapping all over your body, which removes stagnation, right? Which loosens up tension in your body. And at the same time as we tap on our body, as we use this acupressure technique to open up our energetic channels, we are stating phrases such as, I feel stressed during tests. I feel annoyed by my roommate, right? And we are stating phrases that bring up an area of our life that is the source of stress. And just as we started to salivate when we thought about biting into a lemon, as soon as I say, I feel stressed when I take a test, what comes up? My own stress-based response that I do to myself whenever it's time for me to take a test. Now, all limiting responses manifest as a blockage in blood flow, in our circulation, in our energy flow. All empowering responses are the result of relaxation. The deeper we relax, the more our arteries and blood vessels expand and carry greater quantities of blood, which carries greater quantities of chi or energy or life force energy. So on the one hand, our phrases, I feel stressed about my test, are inducing us to tense up like Pavlov's dog. On the other hand, the acupressure tapping is progressively relaxing our body just as all energetic healing techniques do. And eventually we state the phrase, I feel stressed during my test, and we have no reaction to it at all. We have transcended our ability to tense up in response to that thought, to that phrase, and therefore to that area of life. And so as soon as we go out into that area and we test it, we say, okay, well, I did some work on it. That stressed-based response will be gone. And the way that I learned was to pick an area of life. So in this example, test taking. And we break our stress-based response into feelings, building blocks. We break the forest up into trees. And we say, okay, I feel panicked when I'm taking a test. I feel nervous. I feel tense. I feel fear. And we write these down. And we give them a strength from 0 to 10. We say, okay, right now, I imagine that I'm taking the test right now, just like the lemon trick. And we rate the level of intensity of the feeling that comes up in the moment. And our bodies know. Our bodies are waiting to tell us, this is what I do. This is the strength of stress that I feel whenever we take tests. And then we tap. One round of tapping takes about 2 or 3 minutes. Can take more, can take less. And we rate the intensity of our feelings and our reactions again. And the limiting ones become lower, and the positive ones become stronger, because we have deepened our ability to relax and therefore be present in this area of our life. It's why it's called the healing power of mindfulness, because it simultaneously neutralizes toxic emotions or responses and encourages, reinforces, and intensifies positive emotions or positive responses. And this makes sense, right? If you close your eyes and think of something that is the source of stress for you, just close your eyes and think of something that is the source of stress. Really feel your body with respect to it. Open your eyes. Did the stress feel like something that was like an energy that was in your body, or was it more that your body felt tense and tight and was keeping energy from moving properly, optimally, organically, appropriately? And now think of, close your eyes and think of something that is the source of strength or power, support, love. Think of someone, something that you've done maybe, an accomplishment. And let yourself feel these good feelings. Really let yourself feel it. Open your eyes. Did you feel as if it was allowed to move through you? Or were you tensing yourself up, holding it inside? For me and for all of my clients and people that I've worked with, the limiting responses persist because of tension, because I have not yet allowed myself to fully feel them. And the latter, the positive ones, exist, and I can feel them because I let myself feel them, because I've relaxed enough to allow them to move through me. This ability to learn how to feel, and again, progressive relaxation is at the crux, at the core of our ability to let ourselves feel, is the foundational component for all personal change work. So you pick an area of life. You write down the feelings that you feel with respect to it. Then you write down the feelings that you'd like to feel. And in EFT, you know, confidence might be a 2 in the beginning. And then I tap and I say, I am confident when I take tests. I am confident when I take tests. And that number grows because my ability to relax and allow myself to feel confident in this new scenario grows as well. And so I tap, or in conscious language, I would speak. I would just state my feelings, which is essentially the same thing. There's just no acupressure tapping. So for me, if I'm on the go, right, if I'm doing dishes or in the car, I might state my phrases out loud. I feel confident when I speak in public. I have my abundance of money and I feel happy and fulfilled. So that might happen in the car, on the go, in transition. If I'm at home or if I have some time to really do a session for 10, 20 minutes with myself, I might bring in some acupressure tapping, bring some kinesthetic connection, make it a more active process. So this is key, because as we go deeper with this, right, as we're eating well, superfood, show number 5, as we're breathing consciously, writing down our goals, our actions, our to-dos, show number 4, a deep internal cleansing begins to take place. This whole philosophy is based on the detox, self-purification. And now there is no excuse for not knowing what to do about a certain situation, because from the comfort of your own home, from the comfort of this moment, you can create change about a specific life situation, because you can conjure it up. Think of your words as the snake charmer or the flute, and the feeling as the snake that you can bring up so that you can work with it, so that you can learn how to relax through it. Now, what happens if we don't do this work? What happens if we don't realize that our response to any area of our lives is under our power? then we're going to engage in conversations such as, you won't believe what someone else did to me today. You won't believe what quote-unquote happened. And the whole reason why I will then retell that story to some very, very lucky friend or family member is because there is something inside of me that is unpleasant and it's tension-based. There's something inside of me that is annoyed, bothered, irritated, tense, tight. And especially when I retell the story, you notice how if you whine about something internally or externally to someone, it's going to come up more in your thoughts because that's a channel that you have turned your attention to, your radio to, so to speak. Instead of replaying the story in your head or to someone else, say what it is that you feel in the moment as you put your attention on it. Ask a friend to look you in the eye, maintain presence with you, and have you process. I feel stressed about my test. I feel fear of getting a low grade. And just say what it is that you're feeling, and you might require saying it more than one time. And yet each time you say it, you say a response that you're having, and you touch it, you relax that much more. And in so doing, you enable yourself to come that much closer to fully feeling it. And as soon as you fully feel it, it will leave, it will clear. Because the truth is, if you're fully present, there's nothing to whine about. There is just this moment. There is just the beauty of the here and now. When I'm fully and completely present, all that I'm capable of doing is appreciating, laughing, smiling, sharing a beautiful story, deep embodied listening, singing. Right? There's a few things that I can do, dancing, etc., but whining is not one of them. Processing, yeah, because I'm touching what it is that's coming up for me. And so as this begins to happen, you will notice that you're going to be telling people what you're feeling while you're feeling it. And then for some of them who have not yet embarked down this path, you will see them contract. You will see them tense up when you tell them how you feel. In which case, you ask them, what are you feeling right now? What impact has my words had on you? And ask them for something that's in their body right now. Something very magical happens when we share what we are feeling as we're feeling it right now, which is what next week's show, The Art of Conscious Connection, is all about. And this type of work catalyzes cleansing. I mean, EFT, acupressure, that's an organ cleansing, right? Because I'm tapping on meridians, which lead to organs, which cleanse. In Chinese medicine, they say the organs store a lot of the emotion. So this type of cleaning is very much at the forefront of our growth as a culture, as a species. It's a skill that we can continually develop. Now, when we come back from break, we're going to go into more depth on how to create specific change and on what it looks and feels like for you. On how to improve and enhance your level of skill at being able to feel what comes up, while it comes up, when it comes up. Again, this is John Hanke with The Power of Presence, The Neurology of Self-Programming. We'll be right back.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Are you seeking to transform your life? Check out The Presence Project. This 8-week program will empower you to utilize the secret of meditation, affirmations, nutrition, and goal setting to dramatically enhance your quality of life. Visit johnhanke.com/Presence Project. Do you want to learn how to meditate? The Science of Flow will teach you just that and more. There are 5 audio exercises, each accompanied by a track, explaining how to implement the concept into your life immediately. Personal change is just one audio away. Visit johnhanke.com, click Services, then The Science of Flow. Is a specific life challenge in your way? Check out John's hypnotherapy practice. John combines hypnosis, meditation, conscious language, and energy healing to help empower your transformation from challenge to triumph in minutes. You will tap into secrets transmitted from ancient traditions in a pragmatic, easy-to-understand way. Affirmations, nutrition, and goal setting can dramatically enhance your quality of life. Contact info@johnhanke.com to set up a 10-minute free consultation.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are tuned in to The Power of Presence. If you wish to reach John Hanke or his guest on today's show, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. You may also send an email to info@johnhanke.com. Now, back to The Power of Presence.
Hello, this is John Hanke with The Power of Presence, back for the second half of our segment of today's show, The Neurology of Self-Programming. So we talked about how emotional freedom technique, or EFT, or tapping, and conscious language are two modalities that can be used to create presence and change with respect to a specific area of life. Using language, using our spoken word to investigate what it is that we are feeling in a specific area of life and how we can fully touching it, how we can let go of the toxic or the undesirable, the unpleasant, the limiting. And we can create internal space because now we're more relaxed. So now our internal space is bigger. So now our capacity to be a channel or a conduit for higher vibrations, pure energies, positive emotions has been expanded. Especially emotional freedom technique. I mean, conscious language is crucial for your ability to upgrade your languaging. As soon as you say, I need a good grade on this test, shift into, I have a good grade on this test. I need money. I have money. I have my abundance of money. Conscious language is crucial. EFT is great for kids and adults. It's great for someone to go, okay, something is repetitively on my mind and I'm playing it over and over like a broken record. So let me stop and take the time to tap my body, right? To open up my body's energetic channels with this very simple acupressure technique and let go of the limiting or the toxic, and to intensify and reinforce the powerful feelings that I desire to feel. There was a great book cover I saw. I can't remember. It's called Cleaning House with EFT or Clearing House with EFT. And it's this couple, and they're sitting on this couch in the middle of a den, ostensibly. And it's the only piece of furniture in the room. And to me, that's how my mind feels as a result of doing EFT. I just, as things come up in my life, like, oh, okay, something happened with this human being, and I noticed that I tensed up or got triggered, and then I tap until I and feel into the response that came up for me until it clears, and until a response that I desire to have and one that's conducive to higher levels of health and well-being comes in. And then the next time that situation happens, I don't do the old thing. I don't do the tension-based response. And then what happens a lot of times is that external situation doesn't even manifest itself anymore. I don't even have those types of disturbances because I am now so relaxed and there's something about me that is so present and strong in that specific area of life that I don't attract that type of behavior from other people. And so now this technology can be used to create a sense of flow in every area of your life. You can systematically mow down or collapse triggers and transmute them into a deeper, more powerful experience of presence. And once you do, your level of performance will skyrocket, whether it's in school or in sales or in being productive. You're going to enjoy yourself more because you're more present. You're going to be healthier because you've cleared energetic and emotional blocks in your body, and you're going to perform better. You're going to be able to draw on your natural, innate, inherent intelligence and brilliance and infuse that into the area of life that you are engaged in. Again, this is technology, right? This is about self-programming, which really means self-empowerment, personal transformation. So if you think of Susie 1.0 gets anxious while she takes tests, Susie 2.0 has used emotional freedom techniques. She has used conscious language. She has used mindfulness-based practices grounded in progressive relaxation. And now she is calm and relaxed and confident when she's taking tests, and she performs better. She's healthier. And now that she has transmuted herself, transformed herself into a calm, confident, powerful test taker, now she's ready to be even better at doing her homework or being productive in that next life scenario. And it will be obvious what it is that you work on next, right? Something will and does come up, and then you go, okay, great. I just had a pretty strong tension-based reaction to this. Let's use this technology to ferret out any triggers that I have and then alchemize them into a sense of relaxed presence. Now let's talk about the physical component of being triggered, which is trigger points, right? Trigger points are just knots or areas of tension in your body that when touched, their first response is to cower, to contract even more. Like an animal that has its leg caught in a trap, and then when you approach it to rescue it, it withdraws and makes itself harder to rescue. This is very similar to how triggers act. Because we've contracted, we've tensed ourselves up, and now that doesn't feel good. And now we contract even more to put up a barrier or try to put up a barrier between ourselves and our own self-induced, ingrown toenail-like response to our world, to ourselves, to this specific area of our experience. And so when we use language to say what we're feeling, when we're feeling it, it reprograms us. It trains us to do the opposite, to stay deeply relaxed when facing the context of this specific area of our lives. And then the transformation comes, right? Like the deep release of like, oh my gosh, I was tensing myself up there for so long and I was losing access to vast amounts of energy because they were wound up, they were tied up in making sure I was in knots. And then as soon as those knots or those trigger points relax, empowerment and transformation unfold. So upon learning this stuff, you know, 5-6 years ago, I quickly realized, okay, now the point is to find that next area of life and create flow with respect to it. Tap on it, breathe into it, love it, let it wash over me, relax enough until whenever I consider that area of life, I would be relaxed, I would be calm, I would be present. Enlightenment is in the body. Enlightenment is not some vague, abstract concept. If I have a knot, an energetic knot or a blockage or an area of tension in my body, that part of me has not yet woken up. It has not yet become conscious, because if I had fully conscious control over that area of my body, I wouldn't tense it up. And from Robert Tennyson Stephens' work, Sacred Body Language Translations, it's very possible to deduce what behaviors are resulting from having tension in various areas of our body. Tension along the spine is about feeling supported. Tension in the low back is about feeling supported and relationship to finances. Right? Root chakra is about creativity. The knees are about forgiveness and partnership. And then a lot of them are very, very, very straightforward, common sense. You know, a lot of times when I'm engaged in someone and I'm meeting someone new, in the past I might have like itched my eye, right? Which is about seeing someone else or truly letting myself be seen, right? So am I able to fully connect with someone while I'm running some tension, fear-based itching in my eyebrow or in my eye? No. I'm like caught up in itching it and not being present, right? As soon as I clear up that belief system until I'm able to be fully and completely relaxed, both in my eyes and in my whole body, now I'm more available to that human being to fully connect with them in this moment, in this body. So enlightenment is in the body. This shows my approach towards enlightenment could not be more simple or more demanding. Its standards could not be more clear or more challenging. Just learn how to relax your body in deeper and deeper and deeper levels. Right? Feel your body right now. Where is tension? Where does it live? In your belly? In your solar plexus? Your chest? Your jaw? Your lower back? Spine? Where is it? When you heal this area of your body with a combination of the techniques on this show, including nutrition as well, herbs, living a pure lifestyle, saying what you feel while you feel it, and you bring back presence, when you bring back relaxation and blood flow and love, same thing in my experience, to this area of your body, you also reclaim mastery over the belief systems that used to cause tension. Those have now been transmuted into excellence and performance in this area of your consciousness. This is a new paradigm, and it's profound. Yogis have known about this. Live your life in a way that enables you to get better at relaxing day by day, that allows you to be more relaxed with each and every day. Because the more relaxed you are, the better you are at breathing. The better you are at breathing, the happier you are, I guarantee it. Now, at the heart of all of this is connection. To heal is short for healing separation. When I'm connecting with something outside of this body, whether it's a human being or an animal or a plant or my planet, an electric synergy takes place or is unveiled, uncovered. My ability to connect and sync up with my surrounding world expands my own. And the more deeply relaxed I am, the more easily I connect. Let's breathe consciously for a second. Just close your eyes again. Feel your body. Allow your body to relax. Deeper this time. Do absolutely nothing. For you to be present doesn't require you to do anything. In fact, you're becoming aware of where it is that you're doing something. And with each few breaths, feel sensation returning to your body in greater quantities as your blood flow improves. And with it, your sense of congruence. Because the better you get at relaxing, the more difficult it is for you to tense yourself up. Right? If you're tense, there's an instability there. What's going to set you off could be anything. When you live a life that supports you in being more present, in other words, being more deeply relaxed, you create a strong, firm foundation, a core stability that serves as the platform for you to be focusing and directing your attention, investing your time and energy in a way that feeds your soul. And as with everything, the efficacy of these concepts is not in how complex they are, but in how much time we spend utilizing them. The concepts are simple. Relax, heal, breathe, melt. And how much time we spend undergoing this energetic hygiene, so to speak, dictates the results that we get. When I was in the early days of learning how to meditate, my teacher, Devin White, show number 2, said, frequency, intensity, and duration. How deeply in flow you are is dictated by how frequently you practice relaxing, resetting, closing your eyes or not, and relaxing every muscle in your body. Intensity, how intently you relax. And duration, how long you spend in this practice, in any of the practices. tapping, breathing, speaking your feelings, etc. And your motivation for this work is clear. For a second, really consider how will your quality of life be once you have established a deep, powerful state of flow with respect to every area, so that you're in it from the time that you get up to the time you go to sleep. You are in this zone of clarity, presence, robust health, mental stillness. Your mind is silent. Make this the platform of your life, because your ability to relax is something that you can control. It's something that you can influence. If you're putting it on money in the bank or attention from other people or material things, those change. Those disintegrate. Those come and go. If you make the platform of your life about your ability to stop, relax, and breathe, you have given yourself the most valuable gift: deep core stability, always here, always now. For the rest of your life, you will only do one thing at a time. Most of us leave the now to try to get more done, so to speak. Cancel clear. Instead, relax into the here and now first. And from this deep, empowered space, decide how you're going to proceed. This is a new currency for health and well-being. My mission is to help get emotional freedom technique in schools. Imagine the harmony and ease of learning that could come and will come in the realm of education and academics if children are learning how to clear triggers gently, with ease. And the best way for us to ensure this is to do it ourselves. To take time every day to do this cleaning. To say what we're feeling about a specific area of life. Tap on our body, or just feel our body as we're speaking. And our children will learn. Our children will benefit, because the truth is, all of these techniques can be learned by the youngest of the young. I mean, once someone is speaking full sentences, they can do this stuff. And magic begins to happen once this directive, right, directing the power of presence into specific areas of life and upgrading them so that we are performing at our absolute best and that we are operating at our healthiest, breathing at our deepest, naturally, organically, with a profound stillness and clarity of mind. From this space, we have it all. From this space, every dream comes true and is already true. Find this feeling first by surrendering to it and trusting that it will support you. because it's responsible for your heartbeat. This intelligence is responsible for your breath. Thank you very much for tuning in today to The Power of Presence with your host, John Hanke. This has been show number 6, The Neurology of Self-Programming. Make sure to tune in to next week's show. I have 3 very special guests, Kendra Kunov, Michael McDonald, and Guy Sengstock, in show number 7, The Art of Conscious Connection. Thanks again, and have an empowered day.
Thank you for joining John Hanke for The Power of Presence. Be sure to tune in again next Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Have an empowered week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thwavenetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.